Welcome to Apple Daily. It's Thursday, February 21st. Here's today's top Apple headlines. Marky G at Bloomberg has a couple of Apple stories to share. First up is Apple's plans to combine iPhone, iPad, and Mac apps by 2021. Apple, of course, wants to make it easier for developers to make apps and games that work across all of its devices. The first step in this plan is to give developers new tools to port their iPad apps over to Mac. This would probably come at Apple's developer conference this summer. And then next year, Apple will take it a step further, letting developers do the same thing with iPhone apps. If everything goes according to plan, by 2021, developers should be able to build one app that works seamlessly across iOS and Mac. In that same report, Gurman also notes that Apple is currently deciding whether or not to show off their upcoming Mac Pro at this year's developer conference. This is Apple's super high-end, easily upgradable solution for pro users who need as much power as possible, especially for things like AR, VR, and film production. I think Apple did say it was coming in 2019, so a little teaser would make sense, and it would sure make a lot of Apple nerds very excited. Apple recently updated its beta software across its line of products. iOS 12.2 Beta 3 has some interesting tweaks. The Apple TV remote has been redesigned with a darker look and feel. The Apple News logo has been changed to the Apple symbol with the word news, similar to Apple Pay. And some of the settings screens have been reorganized to be easier to understand. And of course, there's a real true fix for the group FaceTime bug. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to our sponsor. Check out appledailypodcast.com to see the show notes. And if you haven't already, please leave a rating or review. It helps out a lot. And if you'd like even more general tech news, be sure to check out our other show at techdailypodcast.com. I'm Shane Lothar. This is Apple Daily. I'll see you tomorrow.